If you're wondering about the remark Leslie made about a man in an air conditioner, the news is that when we got home, I went upstairs and noticed that the floor was wet under the air conditioner. It seemed the rain had collected through the sides of the air conditioner and had collected there, came down through the front of the air conditioner, down the wall, hit the rug. When I came down to look at the ceiling, I'm afraid the ceiling has gotten it down here. Just in front of that part where we have the pictures, you know, those four small pictures, well, right there, practically the center of the room, where it juts, you know, where the straight section juts out. Well, one stud is showing and a seam is showing. So I called Bob Sampson in Connecticut. He told me to go across the street to Tom Deegan. Tom came in and he put a plastic covering over the outside of the air conditioner. It's impossible to take the air conditioner out. I hope that it does something. There's a patch of moisture showing on the ceiling now, and you can see the nail heads, you know, the backs of the nails showing through. Bob said they're coming in tomorrow night. Lord knows what he's going to do. Tom said the ceiling will not fall down. Well, I don't trust anybody. And if it's going to rain some more, as they promised, and the weather reports, what I'm going to do tonight is roll the rug away from there. I don't care what it looks like in the morning, but if anything's going to get ruined, let it be there, linoleum, and not the rug. It was quite upsetting. I don't know why. You know, the time in Narragansett was oppressive, to say the least. And by last night, when I had decided to come home, nothing could stop me. I left there at 10:30 this morning and got home about 1:30, just as the rain began. And there it was. Well, I'd stopped at my mother's, stayed for lunch, and then the kids were very, very hard to handle. I think they had had enough of everything, so we came home. And then to be greeted with this thing, I've got newspapers stuffed under the baseboard heating unit, you know, that strip across. And I hope that it'll also soak up some of the moisture on the rug, but I'd be darned if I worry about the rug. Anyway, it's a household problem. And you can't do a thing about it. So, the other things were not too important. I spoke to Pauline. I think I told her that in the letter, so I won't repeat it. I'll get your package out this week. I should have gotten it out this weekend, yesterday at least, but at Terry's house, things are something less than chaotic. So, I see a cute little H on the back of your envelope where you scotch taped. I'll put the scotch tape on. Hey, I love you. And hey is spelled H-E-Y, not H-A-Y like in horses, which eat it. And be back in a second. I've got to save some of this tape for Thea tomorrow. You've got to hear her count. It's priceless. When she says five, she just loves the word. She's the weirdest child in the world. She can say L's and she can say F's. No other child at 18 months is supposed to. But she's funny and cute. Too cute. Just adorable. So I won't talk too much longer. I'll try to get another tape out earlier than next Sunday. Because I didn't get to talk to you very much. I did want Leslie to talk, and I didn't realize she was talking so much, or it takes so much time, or so much tape. And I probably will try the next tape at 1 7/8. I started this one at 3 3/4 and decided to stay on it. Do you want to keep the tapes that we make to each other, or do you want to re-record? Until I hear from you, I'll send new tapes. I won't use the one you sent. You sounded so different. It could be the tape recorder. I think I sound different, but I never liked me anyway on tape. But it was so nice to hear you. So I'll pop in with a few words tomorrow after Thea talks, and I'll mail it out tomorrow with the silver bars for your lieutenant friend. So, good night for now, honey. Hi, Daddy. Come on. Count one, two, three, four, five. Say five. Say Leslie. Lele. Say monkey. Say nose. No. Hi, bird. Say mama. Say mama. Say papa.
Papa.
Grandma. Grandma. Say mouth. Mouth.
Mama.
Say mouth.
Mama.
Say nose. Say nose. Come on. Say hi. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, Taya. That's it. Ouch. Ouch. Say stop.
Daddy.
Daddy. It's Monday the 28th now, and what you heard of Thea was made this morning. It's almost noon. I'm waiting for the mailman. And then I've got to get dressed and dash off to the post office. Then to the PX, or both, I don't know, I haven't decided which. It's going to be a busy day, as usual. But something phenomenal has happened. The sun is shining. It's only short-lived, though, for a while, because the weather report says showers this afternoon. But maybe something will dry out. The ceiling isn't any better this morning, the seam is wider. Really did a good job, I just don't want to look forward to having anybody work on it. I suppose Bob will just leave it. I don't think he can do anything about it now anyway. Oh. I don't know what kind of a child you're going to come home to Leslie. Right now, she's just about driving me to the edge of despair. I'm going to have to start all over again with her because she is impossible. I don't even like the things she does, which is a bad sign. I'm trying to keep a decent kid. And she's just becoming such a monster. And she knows it.